Friday, Tere Majda, Yud Tet Tishri, Gimel Chol Hamoed Sukkos, Tavshin Ayin Ches, Rabbi Shua Aaron Sefer, Part 1.
Okay, we'll start off with a few inyone halacha, which we discussed a little bit of yontif not being machriya, just to open up the sugya bit, the tip of the iceberg. Very often you go on a chol hamoed outing, and they have the pop up sukkahs, or if you go to a bigger event, Gulliver's World, Blackpool Beach, where they set up these sukkahs, and it begins to rain. So we would say, oh, it's raining. You're potter men asukah. So what are they doing? Potter men asukah, it's raining, but they're walking from one attraction to another, or it's just drizzling a bit, they have nowhere to go, they have no house, so they just eat on a park bench, or as they're walking from one attraction to another, they're munching on their sandwich. So l'chayra, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it says, in Tarfresh Lamites, that someone who's potter men asukah, Beina Mitzar Potter, a person who's Mitzar is only Potter, Elim Yinotel Atzmai Menatzar, if you save yourself from the Tzar. Ava Belavoch Ichayev Leishiv Besukah, Afagav the Mitzar. If you can't save yourself from the situation, then you're still Mechuyev in the Sukkah. So I was thinking it could be when you're going out and you have a pop up Sukkah, or you have one of these attractions and they have a big Sukkah there and it's raining. So you say, oh, Mitzar Potter Menasukah. That's only if you can go inside. So if I have my house, I can go inside my house, and it's not raining in there, then I'm okay. But if I'm going to be walking from one attraction to another, and then I'm eating my sandwich, or I have nowhere to go, so I'm just sitting on the bench under a tree, and it's dripping on me, I get a little bit of shade, but I'm still getting wet, then you still have a chiv to go into the sukkah. A bit of a chiddush, but just thinking about it. But derech efsha, I have a mina. Right? I saw this year that the Stipler built a sukkah when he lived in Russia and it was freezing cold in the Russian winter, and he built a sukkah and he ate in the sukkah. So Reb Chaim says why. Reb Chaim Kinevsky Shlita says why. He says because they didn't have central heating. Right, in the house was freezing cold. Outside in the sukkah was freezing cold. So you're not going to save yourself by going inside. So he ate it outside. However, it's interesting that the halachas of Mitzar, which is in Tofresh Mem, Siv Dalit, is different. It's brought down in a different place than the halachas of Yered Geshomim. In Tofresh Lamites, Siv Zayin, it talks about Yered Geshomim. And over there, Shulchan Aruch says, now if somebody goes, someone who's potter min asukah, ve'eina yotze misham, and he doesn't go out, not only does not mekabel b'schar, but he's a hedyetz. Right, now what happens if it's a little bit cold outside? And my sukkah's a bit cold. Sukkah mat sukkah, no central heating, the wind's coming in. You know what, it's a little bit cold, I'm on star. I'll put on a jumper, I'll stay outside. Right, you're going to call me a hedyet? You're going to call me, oh, Baruch Hashem, he's machmi, he loves the mitzvah of sukkah. How do you view it? Yeah, so it seems like that it's two separate halachas. There's halacha of Yerid Geshomim, that if it's Yerid Geshomim, you're potter, and then there's halacha of mitzvah. So I just want to, a bit of food for thought on that inyan. Another question that we spoke about this Yom Tov was the halacha we're holding in the Yom Tovim of Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin, we've done two already, we still have another Erev Tavshilin to make. What happens? The halacha says, you know, on the first day Yom Tov, you're only allowed to cook for first day Yom Tov. You're not allowed to cook for second day Yom Tov. What happens if somebody did cook on first day Yom Tov for second day Yom Tov? Come home and your wife's cooked up a storm. All for second day, she says, I want to go to shul tomorrow, I want to be all relaxed. Did all the cooking today for tomorrow. Now what do you do? So there's a shayla in a hotel where the cook went and cooked up all the food for all the guests on the first day for second day. The mashgiach chaps what's going on. So he calls the Rav HaMachshe. The Rav HaMachshe comes down and he says, oh, I have an etzah. Let's take a little bit from the foods, what he cooked, on the with every bit of the food, and we'll serve it today, a little bit of that foods. So does that work? Somebody did an avera b'machshava, their thought was, I'm cooking today for tomorrow. Can someone else come and undo that avero?
He thought it was mutter.
Yeah, okay. He thought it was mutter, but
Maisa.
People could turn up. So Rav Shach writes that he once came home and his wife cooked for the non-Jewish maid. So he said, oh, I'll eat it. So it comes out, because you're not allowed to cook a yontem for a non-Jew. I'll eat it, and I'll be matz to my wife. And he declared that Chakira, she thought she was cooking for the non-Jew. In her mind, she was doing an aveir lemaisa, because she was cooking for a non-Jewish maid. Can you come and undo it? You could, Vashem Yislach Lo. Oh, very good. So Vashem Yislach Lo. Yeah, so there's like a good raya that it does work. Okay, and one last other.
What's the answer
there? What did he do? It could be, it does work. The Pasha should say that if he goes and eats it, he'll eat it. L'chayra, it should work. Yeah. He wasn't Machriya. Yeah. Okay, another interesting Dvar Halacha is that on Shmini Atzeres we begin saying Mashu Vurach Moirid Ha Goshem Geshem. So it's a big dikduk debate. Do you say Ha Geshem or Ha Goshem? So I just want to talk about it for 1 minute. Ramesha writes, right, based on a Gemara in the Rishonim in the Dorim, right, that anything which is at the end of a pasuk, at the end of an inyan, you always say it with a komatz. It's the end, it's the closing komatz, kmitza, it's the closing of it, you say it with a komatz. So the word eretz, if it's the last word in a pasuk, you read it as oretz, with a komatz underneath the aleph. So he says that the mashavurach and marid agoshem, that is the end of a pasuk, right? So therefore, he's supposed to say mashavurach Umarid Hagoshem. Ata Gibor Leil Mashem Mechay Meisam Ata Rav Shir. Masharuch Umarid Hagoshem. Full stop. And then you start the new Inyan. Mechak Lechayim. Mechesed. And that's how Rav Moshe writes. Shur Mitzon and Bahalocha also says. He's supposed to say Masharuch Umarid Hagoshem. Rav Yashiv. The Siddha Arizal. They all say that he's supposed to say Masharuch Umarid Hagoshem with the comments. However, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says that the Mishnah says, Me'eim Esayim Maskirin Gevuros Geshomim. Right, Lashon Rabbim. Where do you mention Gevuros Geshomim? And there's many Gevuros, there's many strengths of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mechak Lechayim, Bechesed, Mechayim Meisim, Brachim Rabbim. He does many, many things. And somewhere in that Mechak Lechayim, Bechesed, in that Pasuk, in that Brach of Ata Gibor, you put in Mashruch HaMoed HaGoshem. Therefore, it's a Teicha Inyan. If it's Teicha Inyan, it's the middle of the paragraph, so you say Mashruch Umayrid Hageshem, and so too Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Vyas Arom, the Siddur of the Yavitz, Reb Yaakov Emden, who is known as a Meridik and Medaktik, also says, you say Mashruch Umayrid Hageshem, the Kajan Samagad, the Stiplib, Shalom Zaman, the Minchas Yitzchok, and Moshe Shtembuch. You have a whole list who all say that you're supposed to say Mashruch Umayrid Hageshem. No, it's not Ma'akev. Right, now, when you're saying Tfilas Geshem, right, then when you say, Sha'atu Elekeinu, Masha Vurach, Umayrid HaGoshem, this, tak, it's a Seifa Inyan. Seifa Inyan, you're tak, it's supposed to say, Masha Vurach, Umayrid HaGoshem, because it's the end. The printer, and some Sederim, according to the other ones, they did like a cut and paste. If it says over there, Goshem, over there's also supposed to say HaGoshem. But, see, a lot of times people don't understand exactly what they're saying here. Sometimes you have these big shuls with the whole choir. You know, and the chazan says, Shatu Kinna Mashruch Umayrid HaGoshem, Lebracha V'loi Leklala. And the whole choir says, Leklala. And everybody goes, Amen. Right? The Amaratzes. Right? So at the end of the Taka is supposed to say, Mashruch Umayrid HaGoshem. But many of the Farshim say, but in Shemana Esrei, you're supposed to say Mashruch Umayrid HaGoshem. Now, the Netziv says something Mayridic. What happens if you forget Mashruch Umayrid HaGoshem? Where do you say it? Right? So it depends where you're holding. If you're middle of Mechak Lechayim Bechesed, you can say it right there. So Mechnoi from Reif Lechoi Lema Tzurim, you can say Mashruch Umayrid HaGoshem, Mekayim Menosa Desheni Yofa. You're not required to go back. If you said Baruch Ata Hashem, Menemen Ata Lehachis Mesim, Baruch Ata Hashem, and then you remembered, oh, I didn't say Mashruch Umayrid HaGoshem. So then it's a machlokes what to do. Should you say Baruch Ata Hashem Lamdeinu Chukecha and go back to Atagibor or to Mashavarach? Or should you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaya Mesim, Mashavarach Amorid Hageshem, and then Atakodesh Hashem Chukodesh? That's a machlekes. Right? But okay, that's a machlekes. Now, one second. Now, if Yitaka said, Menemen Atah Lehachis Mesim, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaya Hamesim, and then I remembered, I didn't say Mashavarach Amorid Hageshem, what should you do then? So Mishnah Berurah is not machria. The Aruch HaShulchan says that you say it right then and there. We have a Kabbalah from Yaakov Kamenetsky that when there's machlokes between Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan, you go like the Aruch HaShulchan, because the Aruch HaShulchan was a practical Rav, he's a Rav of a city. Chavetz Chaim wasn't the Rav of Radin, he's the Tzaddik of Radin. Right? He wasn't the Rav, so therefore you go with the Aruch HaShulchan. And therefore the Halach is, Halach Lemaisa, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaya Meisim, you forgot to say Mashavarach, you should say it right then and there, and then you go into Atakadosh. Now, over there, it's Zichr Goshem, right? Because it's a Sefer Inyan, right? So if somebody doesn't have a minig, he doesn't know what his minig is, then I would say it's L'chayra Toila and how fast you daven. If you're davening Zuvat, then it's Mashavarach Amor Dageshem Chakachayim Chesed. If he's davening slowly, then he can say Mashavarach Amor Dageshem, pause, think. But Ramesh Sternbach says that we all know, especially today, what the power of rain is and the power of water. And there is water, there is rain, which is destructive. Very, very destructive. People lose their lives, Chas V'Shalom. Therefore he says, Umashruch Hamreda Geshem, but what type of Geshem do we want? A Machaka Chaim Bechesed Geshem. And therefore Moshe Sternbach says that he heard from Altei Shleim Yidin Medaktike Halacha that you're supposed to say Umarid HaGeshem Machaka Chaim Bechesed. So one continuation for asking for Geshem, which is a Geshem, which is bracha. Okay, so that's a little bit of Devar Halacha. Now let's move on to Jush and Sukkos. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin. The Rambam's talking about Halacha of Megadif. If somebody curses HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Rambam says, then Eina Megadif Chayiv Skila. If somebody curses Hashem, you're not Chayiv Skila until he's Yafresh as Hashem HaMeyuchet Shel Abba Oisius. He has to say the Shem, he has to use the name of Hashem to curse out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shem HaMeyuchet, right? Which is, he says, the Abba Oisiv Aleph Dalid Nun and Yud. Then the Rambam says, "V'yeshmi shemafarish she'ena chayv el Hashem yud hei vav hei, on the name of yud kei vav kei of Havaya. Only then is he chayv if he curses out Hashem." Ba'ani oimer, says the Rambam, "Shal shneim uniska." But either one that he uses, the shem Havaya or the shem Adnos, he curses Hashem with either name, he is his chayv. So the Brisker Rav and Sefer asks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only has one Shem HaMeyuchad. It's either the Shem HaVayo or the Shem Anus. And the Rambam tells us, Atshe Yafres is a Shem HaMeyuchad. And you can only Megadif, only be Chayiv Skila, if you're cursing with the Shem HaMeyuchad of Hashem. So how could the Rambam say, V'ani Oymer Shal Shneim Huniska? That's what the Brisker Rav asks on the Rambam. And he brings down a Gemara in Kedushin of Ayin Aleph, where the Gemara says on the Pasuk, Zeh Shmi LaOylam, this is my name, Vezeh Zichri LeDor Dor. The Gemara says, Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loi Kesha Ani Nechtav Ani Nikra. Not the way I'm written, is the way I'm read. Nechtav Ani B'Yud Denehei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is written, Yud Kei Vav Kei, V'Nikra, but we read it with Aleph Dalet Yud Yud. Aleph Dalet, the name of Adnos. So the Brisker Rav explains that a lot of times you have a Kri and a Ksiv. Nar, Naro. It's two different words. One's nar. It's written nar, but we read it naro. It's a kri and a ksiv, two different words. He says, when it comes to the Shem Hashem, it's all one word. Zeh shmi la'olam v'zeh zichri. It's the one word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, written one way, pronounced the other way, but it's all the one shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tzuras hakriya, the way we read that name of Avaya, is through Anas, but it's all the same word. And therefore the Rambam says, V'ani oimer shal shneim hu niska. So that's all one name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The name of Adnos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Adon HaKoil. He's the master of the whole universe. He controls everything. He makes everything happen. And he's also Hoya, Hoiva, V'yia. He was, he is, and he will be. It's all encompassing. He's always and was and is the Adon HaKoil. It's all one shame. When it comes to Sukkah, we have both of those names in the Sukkah. You should know for all future generations, ki besukkos hashavti as bnei Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael sat in the sukkah. When we're commemorating sukkos, we're not just commemorating something which happened then. The same koiches and the same power, the same protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gave Klal Yisrael then when they came out of the Midbar, we have that today as well. L'man yedu d'oreseichem, you should know for future generations, that's exactly the same. Ki besukkos hashavti. Right. The gematria of the name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is 65, and the gematria of Havaya is 26. 65 and 26 is 91, and that is the gematria of Sukkah. Sukkah is also the gematria of 91. That Sili de Meminusa, right? The protection that we have was then, and it is now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not doing HaKol, and it controls everything. The Havaya and Adnus is in the Sukkah. Right. That Tzila de Menusa, the Amuna that we have, right, still exists today. The Gematria of Amen is also 91. Right, the Shiras Hazinu, we say, the Yom Astir upon him, Kidar Tafuch is Hema, they're an upsetting generation. Bonim loy Amun Bam. Right, the children who are not faithful, Chazal say, Al Tikri Amun Ela Amen. They're missing in the Amen, the Kel Melech Nemon, that Amuno in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person says Amen, he creates a Malach. Malach is Gematria 91, and that protects a person from all sorrows. Ki Tzpenunu B'Sukkah B'Yoyim Ra. When a person has a sorrows, he takes the message of the Sukkah, and that's there. And that is there to protect a person. When I first moved back after living in Eretz Yisrael, moved to Australia, so I had a house where the sukkah was in the back of the yard, and then behind the yard was an alleyway. And the day before sukkah, so I went shopping, I left my brother babysitting, and a ganav going in the back of the alleyway, all the druggies walk up and down, he jumped over the fence, he saw me leaving, he thought no one was home. He saw my brother in the window of the kitchen, right? So he jumped back over the fence. Right? A day later was sukkahs. I'm thinking, here we are, there's people going in this back alley, jumping over my fence, and the sukkah's right there. I was a bit afraid to sleep out there alone, but I said, no, sukkah, sinu de meminusa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects then, he protects now, I'm going to sleep in the sukkah. So first night sukkah, I'm sleeping in the sukkah, about 2 a.m., schach comes crashing down, and I look up, and it looks like there's a big black ball on the schach. I said, which shagetz is there? He's throwing a ball onto my schach. My heart's thumping away. And after about 25, 30 seconds, I said, I'm not staying. I'm going to go out. I'm going to confront him. Chemvaisen. I go out there and I look up and there's a possum that fell off an Australian nocturnal animal. Right? That fell off a branch, landed on my schach. Right? So a person has to have. Now, I remember in Tovshin Samach Vov, right? My father built the sukkah before Yom Kippur. And on Yom Kippur, we're all out in shul, and he lived next door to a block of flats, and the goyim jumped over from the block of flats, and they smashed down two walls, and they broke a table. So someone asked my father, are you sleeping in the sukkah this year? He said, yeah, why not? You know what I mean? All the vandalism. No, but tzila de meminusa. Person has to have that amunah. And the sukkah was always there, giving us that protection. There's a yid called Rabbi Avram Horovitz, a war survivor, he became a rav in New York after the war. During the war, he was one of the partisans out there in the forest, living in the forest. And it came the Yontif of Sukkos. He said, no, I'm going to make a sukkah. Very, very hard, because he had to find a clearing where there were no trees, and the Nazis could find them. But he found a clearing, no trees hanging over, and he built a sukkah. And he says, when he was in the sukkah, the Nazis came into the forest, and they were shooting all over, and they were walking backwards and forwards. And he says, what am I going to do if I walk out? They'll see me, they'll shoot me. So I might as well just stay here and finish. And he said, for 3 hours, those Nazis walking backwards and forwards, they always had the back to the sukkah. He had that protection. That is B'tzila de Memenusa, the Kapitel Tan Tehillim, which talks about the protection of protecting Klal Yisrael, Yeshev B'Seisa Elyon, B'Sol Shaka Yisleinon, where it talks about the protection is Kapitel Tzadi Aleph. 91. Again, right, the protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'tzel Shakai, the B'tzila de Memenusa, is under Hashem's protection. And Rav Shimshon Pinkas, Zechzak Levrocha, goes through the whole capital describing Mir Yeshiva's escape. Yipol Mitzitcha Elef, Rav Minecha, tens of thousands were falling. But you had Mir Yeshiva, Kvutz of Yeshiva Brochum, that were traveling. They were under B'tzel Shakai Yisleinon. Right, they were treated like tourists. They were given oranges. They were given visas to the zoo when they were in Russia waiting for the ship. to go to Shanghai. He says that's the Yeshiv B'Seisa Ke'elyon B'Sel Shak. If somebody feels their protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Malachov Yitzavaloch will have the Malach, the Gematria Malach is 91. Right, Hashem Hu Elokim, Elokim, Ho Elokim. Finish off Yom Kippur, Hashem Hu Elokim, 7 times. Ho Elokim is Gematria 91. And from the Elokim, that Gematria of 91, say, Midir Sarat, say, Vaitas Gematria 91. So that's the whole encompassing Yom Tov of Sukkos, is that Adnos and Havaya, right, that we sit under the Psoilus Gurin V'Yekev. The schach is just made from whatever rubbish you have, because we realize everything comes, the Chag HaOsef, everything comes from Ribono Shel Olam, Pesach Esidecho, which is the posuk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives sustenance to everyone. Pesach Esidecho is Rosh HaTevis, Pei Aleph Yud, is also the Gematria of 91, right, where a person realizes that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us food then, he gave us Anan HaKovet, he gave us the protection then, and it still applies today. There's a beautiful story with a Yid who learned Masechta Sukkah, but really well, Rishonim and Achronim, and he felt that he knew it 100%. Right? And he went to the Vilna Gaon, and he'd asked the Vilna Gaon, would you test me on Masechta Sukkah? I know it so well. So the Vilna Gaon said yes, and the very first question already threw him off his feet. The Vilna Gaon asked him, how many times in Masechta Sukkah does he refer to a Sukkah that's kosher, and how many times does he refer to a Sukkah that's posel? He knew all the Rishonim and Achronim, but to know every which time is Sukkah, so he didn't know. So the Vilna Gaon said, I'll tell you, 91 times in Masechta Sukkah does it refer to a Sukkah that's kosher, 85 times does it refer to a Sukkah that's posel. Sukkah spelt mole with the Vav is Gematria 91, Sukkah without the Vav is 85. Right? Nowadays you can get contrasim working out what the Vilna Gaon meant, which Sukkah, which daf is referring to the Sukkah which was kosher, which one's the Sukkah that was posel. Right, the Cheshek Shlema says that if you go through Tanakh, you'll always find in Tanakh Sukkah is spelled Chosar. Besides once in Tehillim we'll come to, right, but it's always spelled Chosar. If you go through Mishnah and Gemara, it's always spelled Mole. So he says why? He says because Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is not Mole. Ein Akise Mole Ad Sheyim Chazar Shel HaMolek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is not complete. Right? So Torah Nevi'im, right, which was written before the times of Mashiach, it's telling us the history that what happened to Klal Yisrael, right? So it's always written Chosa. Right? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is going to be Mole, that's the Mishnah and Gemara which applies even when Mashiach comes, that's always written Mole. Right? Besides, once in Tanakh, in Tehillim, Ein Vav, Pasuk Gimel, which says, Vahi B'Sholem Sukkah is spelled with a Vav, U'menosa B'Tzion, because that's Taka talking about, the Maisa Mashiach, so it's spelled Mali. And so that's the inyan of Sukkah, is realizing the protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person doesn't always feel it. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that that's the idea of when you have the schach, you're supposed to see the stars through the schach. Because when you look up and you see the stars, it's like those little eyes, shining little eyes of stars looking down at us. And he says, that's pshat, hine ze oymed achar kosleinu mashkiach min hachalonis, meitzitz min hacharakim. Right? Peeping through the cracks is HaKadosh Baruch Hu still watching us. Sometimes when Golas is hest upon him, you don't always notice it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there. He's always watching over us. Right? The tzile demonusa to feel Hashem's protection. There's a Meredith and Meisa, a Yid called Reb Zalman. Reb Zalman, again, a war survivor, a Holocaust survivor, and he loved the Yom Tov of Sukkos. He knew, you're not supposed to say you love one mitzvah over another mitzvah, but the Yom Tov of Sukkos was very, very special to him. And even as when he's getting on in years, he's always makbet to sleep in the Sukkah. And he's well into his 80s, no, I'm sleeping in the Sukkah. And one particular year, it was freezing cold, freezing cold. And his family said, no, Zaidi, this year it's too cold, you're going to catch a cold, mechasashom pneumonia, you can't sleep in the sukkah. And he says, no, I'll put on 5 jumpers and I'll use 10 blankets, I'm sleeping in the sukkah no matter what, I have to sleep in the sukkah. And they tried to deter him, and no, it's dangerous for you, I'm sleeping in the sukkah. They said, Zaidi, what's he, come on, you know, star, you're old, you know, you have to sleep in the sukkah. He says, I want to tell you. He says, I went through the Holocaust, I went through the 7 levels of Gehenna, and every single night I have nightmares. There's not a night that I go to bed and I don't wake up with nightmares. He goes, the only time during the year that I can sleep right through with sweet dreams and sukkahs. I'm in the sukkah. I don't get nightmares. I just go to sleep and I sleep so beautifully. I don't wake up with nightmares. Don't take that away from me. The 1 week that I can sleep properly during the year. Right, to have that emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to feel it. Right, and the problem is to feel it, to really, really feel it. The mice of the sukkahs, the yid called Reb Chaim Yosef, who's in the ghetto, and there's a curfew. He couldn't go out after at night. But he had children at home. And what you doing? He has to go get some potato peels. His children, mom was starving. So he went out. And he's looking. And as he's walking, he hears footsteps behind him. There's a Nazi there. He turns around. He sees a barrel of a gun facing his head. And the Nazi says, "Get over to the wall." And he goes to the wall. There's a bunch of other yidden there waiting. And he's going to shoot them all. And the Nazi, Yimach Shemar, turns around and he says, "So you still think that your God's in control? Right? And he decides who's going to live and who's going to die? No, no, no. It's up to me. I decide who's going to live and who's going to die. Right? And I decide that you're all going to die now." And this year, to hear that, he realizes he's probably anyway going to be shot, but to hear that kfira, it just slipped the nefesh. And he turned around and he took a step forward to him and he says, "That's not true. If I'm supposed to die now, I will die now. And if I'm supposed to live, I will live. It has nothing to do with you. There's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam in the world. Nothing to do with you." And as he finished saying that, Allied planes came over flying and they started dropping bombs. And the Nazi fled for his life, for cover. And all the Eden ran away and he got saved. That's living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Silid Mamanusa. We all believe in it. Sukkah is the time when we go into the Sukkah and we believe, we live it. It's a different madriga of living with the Yiddishkeit. Not just believing it, but really where we have that total belief and give up control and just leave it up to Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's Betzila B'Menusa. The Adnos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Adonakol, and the Havaya. Finish up with one Moedika Meisa of someone who lives it, who lives this type of Yiddishkeit. There was a school that needed a sub. They needed a substitute. The Rebbe couldn't make it. So they got a younger man from Koil, and he comes in, and he's teaching. He's sitting there, it's a bar mitzvah class, 13, 14 year old boys. And there's one boy became bar mitzvah a few days before, and he's sitting there during the Gemara, they're learning the Gemara, the Rashi, the Tosfos, and he's counting his bar mitzvah money. He got 160 pounds, and he's sitting there under the table, 20, 40, 60, 80, 100, 120, 140, 160, and he's playing with his cash. He feels like a millionaire. And the Rebbe says, "You know, Yankee, put it away." He puts it away, takes it out 5 minutes later. Yankee, I said, "Put it away." Puts it away, takes it out 5 minutes later. The Rebbe says, "Listen, Yankee, if you take it once more, I'm going to take it away. I'm going to confiscate it from you." So he kept it away for about half an hour. And of course, Taivus HaMomin, just to feel it, to count it, and he takes the money out. The Rebbe goes over to him and he says, "Yankee, give me the money." And the whole class is quiet. 20 pairs of eyes are all staring. There's a standoff. Who is going to win? And finally, gives him the money. The Rebbe takes the money, rips it up, and throws it out the window. And he says, "When we're learning Gemara, forget about it." Before we go further, if your son would come home and say, "The Rebbe took away 160 pounds and he ripped it up and he threw it out the window," what would you do? Call the Manah, call the Rebbe, raise the roof. Sure. The story continues. The next day, the Rebbe walks in, and there's 21 pairs of eyes, cold stares at him. And the Rebbe says, "I imagine when I walked out of class, you all had a nidin." The Rebbe says, "You're Ganav, Nishkan Ganav. He has the right to confiscate. He doesn't." And he takes out 160 pounds and he gives it to him. He says, "Listen, I don't need your money. Why do you think I don't need your money? Here, take it. But I want to tell you one thing, that when we're learning Torah, there's nothing more important than a daf gemara. Forget about the money. Now let's carry on learning." Now comes Simchas Torah, and we're all dancing. Tovli, tovli, tayas picha, meyafei zov, v'chesed. Do we mean it? Do we really believe it? How do we get a message over to our children? And this Rebbe gave it over to his Talmidim, that when we're learning Torah, Tovli Torah Aspicha, Ma'afei Zohar V'Chesef. And that sukkah is to go into the sukkah, to live it with that Silid Me'menusa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzakeh Elvish V'Zeicha, to the sukkah shel of Yosin Meher B'Yameinu.
Full sukkah.